Now there are two sides to the power of friendship. On the one hand, if the person you're trying to persuade doesn't like you or doesn't trust you, they probably won't even listen to you, let alone allow themselves to be persuaded by you. But on the other hand, if the person does like you and does trust you, then that friendship gives you tremendous influence with them, because in general, we do not refuse the reasonable requests of our friends. So, to be more persuasive, be the kind of person that others like and trust. Now, to get people to trust you, simply be trustworthy. Be truthful, be fair, keep your word, and do the right thing even when you think no one is watching. Getting people to trust you is fairly straightforward, but how do you get them to like you? Well, if you haven't yet read Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People, let me give you a 5-word course on basic human relations. Focus on the other person. That's right. When you focus on their feelings, their problems, their needs, their opinions, their values, their desires, and then take those things into account before you open your mouth, you'll not only avoid a bad case of athlete's tongue, you'll also find that the friendship built by doing so will give you great influence with that other person. For example, if Jeff has been ignoring Jill's wants and needs, if he has been self-focused, and his emotional bank account with Jill is overdrawn, Jill probably won't even listen to what he has to say, even if he does tie it to those powerful nesting instincts of hers. But if Jeff has been fairly attentive to Jill's wants and needs, if he has been making regular deposits into their relationship so that he has a positive balance with her, Jill is much more likely to listen to Jeff and at least consider what he wants, even if it does involve golf.